In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "Those who turn many to righteousness shall shine like the stars forever and ever." My friend, I want you to think about this. It comes from a song by an author named Wilson. It says, "Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today." I think about what Daniel was writing. "Those who turn many to righteousness shall shine like the stars forever and ever." My friend, you can attract people to Jesus when you have His light in your life. Amen? And that's what's going to determine how effective we are in working out the plan of salvation that God has worked in us. When we decrease, as John the Baptist would say, so that he might increase, then people are going to see less of Duke, that's a great thing, and more of Jesus Christ, that's an even better thing. They'll see less of you and more of Jesus. Julie Ackerman Link puts it this way. She says, "Many today seek stardom by trying to get into the media spotlight, but a young Jewish captive achieved stardom in a better way. When Daniel and his friends were taken captive by a ruthless invading nation, it was unlikely they would be heard from again. But the godly young men soon distinguished themselves as intelligent and trustworthy. When the king had a dream that his wise men could not repeat nor interpret, he condemned them to death. Well, after a night of prayer with his friends, Daniel received from God the content of the dream and its interpretation. And as a result, the king promoted Daniel to be his chief advisor." Check it out in Daniel 2. Well, if the story ended there, it would be remarkable enough. But some scholars believe that Daniel's influence in Babylon made people aware of messianic prophecies, that is, prophecies specifically about Jesus the Messiah, about a Savior who would be born in Bethlehem. And Daniel's teaching may have been the reason that 500 years later, wise men from the east followed a star to a remote and unfamiliar part of the world to find an infant king to worship him and to return to their country with the good news of God's incredible journey to earth. My friend, by turning others to righteousness, just like Daniel, we can, according to the scriptures, be a star that shines forever. Listen to Daniel 12:3 again. "Those who turn many to righteousness shall shine like the stars forever and ever." And my encouragement to you this day, my friend, whether you're driving a truck, whether you're a school teacher, a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a doctor, an attorney, whether you're a student, you are right where God can use you today. Do you believe that? I've told you this before, but Moment of Inspiration listener left a message one day and said, "Mr. Duvall, I'm nearly 90 years old. I'm going to have to be in a nursing home. I'm not concerned about that, but I'm asking that you and Light of the World Partners would pray for me because I really want to know which nursing home to live in because I want to be where God could use me most to win others to Christ." Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for this precious lady. I pray that she's still here, if that's your will, and she's still winning people to Christ. And my sister, if you're listening in today, I just praise God for you. Father, for my other friends listening in today, for myself, I pray that we would be like the stars shining forever and ever because we're turning people to Jesus Christ. We're turning many to righteousness. And I pray that wherever we are this day, whatever our walk of life, whether we're working, whether we're retired, whether we're students, stay-at-home moms, dads, God, would you please use us. Use us in a wonderful way that many would be turned to righteousness. And we want to shine, Lord, not so that we would be stars, but that we would shine like the stars because we know it would bring glory and honor to you. It's in Jesus that we pray and thank you. Amen.